Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. Today, we turn to Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. The desert and the dry land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. They will burst into bloom and rejoice with joy and singing. They will receive the glory of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the Lord's glory, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and support the unsteady knees. Say to those who are panicking, "Be strong, don't fear." Here's your God coming with vengeance. With divine retribution, God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Then the lame will leap like the deer, and the tongue of the speechless will sing. Waters will spring up in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground, fountains of water. The jackal's habitat, a pasture. Grass will become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there. It will be called the Holy Way. The unclean won't travel on it, but it will be for those walking on that way. Even fools won't get lost on it. No lion will be there, and no predator will go up on it. None of these will be there. Only the redeemed will walk on it. The Lord's ransomed ones will return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and groaning will flee away. Now for a devotion on this passage, written by Tony Campolo, Professor Emeritus at Eastern University, Associate Pastor at Mount Carmel Baptist Church in Philadelphia. He writes, "If I believed, as some social scientists do, that people are nothing more than what their past experiences have conditioned them to be, I would have to give up on efforts to get my social work students at Eastern University to commit to trying to change people. If societal influences and the psychological experiences of persons' yesterdays predetermine who they will become, then hopes to redirect their lives into what God calls them to be are minimized. Instead, I tell my students that persons determine their lives more by the future they choose than by their past experiences. The young woman hurt by molestation at the hands of adults she trusted is not necessarily doomed to a life of anger and hurt. The teenage boy whose father abandoned him is not predestined to being resentful forever. Everyone can be free because the future is open. We can become what we will to be, and God wants to participate in that decision." Despite their many hardships, the ancient Jews maintain a sense of joy because they have a vision from their prophets of a bright and wonderful future. The words of today's scripture from Isaiah 35 keep them going, even when they have reason to despair. In their dark times in Babylon, the people of Israel are assured by prophets that a glorious future is coming. We too can be future-oriented. In the midst of personal tragedy and injustice, we can still hope. When life is hard, we believe that someday and somehow, all will be good. From a societal standpoint, Isaiah 35 offers joyful assurance that a glorious future lies ahead for the whole world. God, make us hopefully aware that whatever pain and troubles mark the present, you will lead us into a glorious future that we work together to create. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. The weekend is upon us, and this Sunday begins the third week of Advent. Won't you join us for worship at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church? We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our worship services are at 8:30 and 10:45, and you can worship online where we stream the service on our YouTube channel or at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend and join us again next week for The Good We Can.